RevivalZone.com.
They say all the world's a stage, and boy, did Steve Jobs know that. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Water cooler buzz is its best, and let me tell you, a lot of the buzz is over the death of Steve Jobs. He had fought for a very long time to overcome pancreatic cancer, which is such a killer, and he was a private guy trying to keep it private. He was worried about what was going to happen to the company, and he didn't want to reveal very much as pictures started trickle out with Jobs looking thinner and thinner and thinner. You knew that he was giving it his best run, but it was a matter of time, sad to say. So he's the Apple co-founder. He's the former CEO. He would absolutely go down in history as one of the most brilliant, I think, innovators in technology fields, no matter what you think of some of the products or some of the squabbles that happened with Apple and whatnot. Dead at the age of 56 after that, what became highly public battle with cancer and other health issues. And it's interesting, went to apple.com. I think if you go there, you'll still see it. The homepage just has a simple black and white picture of him with the words Steve Jobs, 1955 to 2011. He was an icon from the Silicon Valley, almost from the word go, after they got out of the garage, because everything started, if you remember, in a garage. But truly, what happened, if you fast forward into the 80s and 90s, the way Apple was going and burning and what was happening with Apple was absolutely incredible. When he full on, after being fired at one point in the 80s, then coming back in the 90s and becoming the CEO again of that company, he just absolutely revolutionized. That's the word you have to use. A revolutionary, visionary guy when you think of Jobs. He revolutionized computer animation with his other company, Pixar. The iPhone changed the way so many of us communicate. That happened in 2007. So the technology, the history of that technology onto the iPad and all the gadgets that he came up with, that he helped to brainstorm and develop, has made the world a different place. The use of the internet, the access, our access is unbelievable. And so much of that would go in that direction, I think. You know, it's interesting. He did a commencement ceremony back in 2005, and lots of clips of that are being played all over the place. And one of the key things he said in that commencement address was this quote: remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, those things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You're already naked. There's no reason not to follow your heart. And that's what he was saying to the kids, that don't listen to what everybody else says. Go work for this company. Go do this. Go do what makes you happy. And that's exactly the kind of life that this guy led. And he was a college dropout. He was a college dropout. And he started Apple Computer with his buddy, Steve Wozniak, in the late 70s. And then they came up with the Apple I computer, and then the rest was history. Then there was Apple II, and it became a big player. They became big players in Silicon Valley and changed the way that we think, the way we work, all that kind of stuff. I've said this before, I haven't had a lot of takers on this, but it's true. If you were going to rank him, and you think of Bill Gates and you think of others and companies and innovations, strictly, let's say, within the computer industry even, he would have to be there in the top five, top one. He would get the one spot. And how many people, regardless of how much money they have or don't have, how many people are walking around with an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod or an Apple product of some sort, I'd have to say the percentage is pretty high. Very high. It's like I have a PC. I've got all kinds of stuff, but I have a PC. And when I go somewhere with a PC, they say, oh, you don't have an Apple? You don't have an Apple? You have an Apple personal computer? Where's the Apple? You don't have a Mac? You don't have a Mac? Like in my brother's house, it's all Mac world. So, and I think in the future, that's it. That's it when you talk to anyone younger. And now in schools, strictly you get on computers in third grade, and sometimes you never look back. They're on the computer doing everything. I mean, everything. So people are remembering Steve Jobs, from the famous to the not so famous, you know, the everyday guy. I read a couple of comments about Jobs when people are trying to sum it up. And Josh Groban, the singer, he said, such a sad day. I can trace my Apple memories back when I was a kid to the Apple II. To the Apple II. And then the Grammys, just as a whole, the recording industry. RIP. # Steve Jobs. Thank you for revolutionizing the way we listen to music. Your vision will not be forgotten, which is true. How do we listen to music? I think about that when I'm walking and I have my iPod and all the songs that have been stuffed on to onto that. And so certainly the music people understand that, like rocker Benji Madden said, damn, RIP Steve Jobs. Thanks for all the stuff you gave us. Life is short. Live it up. And it was these tweets that were coming through. I think I like the best the one from actor, writer, director, kind of everyman, Albert Brooks, who's having a renaissance in his career. He's popping up now in some movies and little cameos. And he said, had the pleasure of working for him and knowing him. He was our Edison. RIP Steve Jobs. I like that. Steve Jobs, our Edison. And then one last one from Bill Gates, who said, for those of us lucky enough to get to work with Steve, it's been an insanely great honor. I will miss Steve immensely. And think of the things that went on between Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Think of the commercials about the products and how innovative Apple was. Yeah. So, Steve Jobs, where does he end up in history when it comes to the technology chain? Definitely somewhere at the top. I would say, as I mentioned already, probably number one. Going from the top to the bottom, every politician, especially on the right, has something to say about the Attorney General, Eric Holder. The latest is John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who says, we'll get to the bottom of Fast and Furious. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who is one of the key senators involved in an investigation of the Department of Justice and what happened with Operation Fast and Furious, it says that they're going to find out what went on there. And, of course, Lamar Smith said they're going to investigate Holder because of the inconsistencies of what he said he knew and when he said he knew it. And I'm wondering if he's going to be called back to testify again under oath before Congress. I mean, he already did it twice, so I don't know. But let's see what they come up with on this committee. You think they're going to get Holder or no? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Your attorney to plead my case. No OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. The diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. Trouble, in trouble now.
All right, let me set the table for you the rest of the way. It's like when the waiter comes to the table and says, "Yeah, I'm gonna come back. What do you want?" I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. How's that? So what you're going to get for this hour of America tonight, fruits and nuts. Yeah, that's coming up around the bend. We got a bunch of fruits and nuts, don't we? Also, you're not going to believe this slice of tape that was played in court in the trial of Conrad Murray, who is the doctor accused of killing Michael Jackson. He's really charged with involuntary manslaughter. Can they convict him on that or not? The trial is becoming kind of like a circus atmosphere. So wait till you hear this little piece of Michael Jackson. I mean, unrecognizable. If you haven't heard it, unrecognizable. So weak. You don't know it's him. You have no idea it's him. However drugged up he was. It's crazy. We're going to get to that too. And something new, Rock History Minute. See, I think that almost everyone, just like people now tweeting about Steve Jobs and Josh Groban, the musician, saying, "I remember my first computer." Yep, I remember that Apple II. Well, people are remembering their pieces of technology, and that goes along with pieces of music. You remember where you were when you heard certain songs, or there was somebody that you really liked growing up the first time you really listened to music. Who were your groups? Who did you listen to? And then how did your musical taste change? There's so much that's behind the story you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's a treasure trove of stuff. My pal George with the Rock History Minute, and you'll hear that too. But first, we were talking about Operation Fast and Furious and getting to the bottom of that. Ultimately now, the torches are lit and they're going after a holder, whether it's Lamar Smith or Daryl Issa or whoever it is, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. Also, I would put on that list John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn from Texas. You know, easy, like I said, these are easy things when you're on these committees because, of course, we're outraged by it. We're outraged that one of our own, a Border Patrol guy, a border agent, was killed with a gun that was supplied by this op. Then saying, okay, we rearranged a few people, it's not enough because there's just too many red flags around this. And you can go back and you can trace a similar op, but still different because it wasn't directly tied. There were two different ops, but in the idea of tracking the guns, you could go back to the Bush administration, but it's still not that same op of how much they dumped in and where they were going with those AK-47s. I mean, there's no question that Holder has to answer something correctly on this. I can't imagine they're not going to be able to, pardon the pun, hold his feet to the fire on it. I mean, come on. They have a memo. They have tape of him. What else do you need? Do you need him holding an AK-47? Oh, that's right. I forgot that I was talking to everybody. I went down to that Phoenix office to try to check on how well we were doing in that department and where the guns were going, where, you know, ultimately where they were ending up and was the intended target when we got them to the runners. You know, that was the idea. We're going to track those runners. And it, you know, it backfired. But as typical, okay, if something backfires, even if it just seems so ridiculous to me in the first place, but if it's talked about and it's out there and it goes up to the highest levels, which, come on, it would have to, why can't they just say, or why can't Holder say, oh, yeah, yeah, of course I remember this op. I know what I was told. I know what the points on it were. Whatever. But instead, he gives sort of this weak explanation of what he knew about Fast and Furious and when he knew it. The timeline was the crazy thing. So are they going to call him back to testify again under oath before Congress? I mean, if he, this is the thing. I mean, this, and this is true. I mean, I'll defend him for a second here because I think he did know and he's just doing that sidestep thing. But if there isn't something that, if there's something here that he didn't know, he just didn't know about it, then he should just say, I didn't know about it. I was doing other things. I had somebody underneath me that was handling that. Whatever. I'm sorry, time to throw someone under the bus if it wasn't Eric Holder. I can't imagine. You know how you know? You know when you know someone's, they're shading the truth or they're definitely not telling you the whole story? Clearly, he was not comfortable with this. He was clearly not comfortable talking about it, saying, geez, I had no idea until Brian Terry turned up dead. I had no idea that was going on. I mean, you know, come on. He had to have known, had to have. All right, let's switch from that for a second. And, again, you can weigh in on it, 800-259-5791. And go to our favorite subject, and that would be jobs. Where are we headed with jobs? I have a couple of different versions of this. We're going to give you a little right, a little left, and a little they need to. Starting with Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, who says that, you know, Congress needs to act. I really hope they're going to do something because this is the answer. Take a listen to Timmy.
If Congress were to act on that package, which of course we hope they will, it would make a major difference.
All right, that was pretty short and sweet. It would make a major difference. But unfortunately, a major difference for whom? How many people would be affected in the positive by this jobs program? And how many other people would be affected in a different direction by the jobs program? And who's paying for it? We keep going back to the same thing. Infrastructure, jobs, and the teachers. All right, so what did Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, have to say about the same thing that's going round and round? Everyone seems to be chasing their tail in Washington, so he pitches it back to the Prez.
I tested the president's rhetoric. I propose that we do exactly what he wants and vote right away on the second stimulus bill he's proposed as the supposed solution to our jobs crisis. And the Democrats blocked it.
Yeah, there you go. And then finally, Harry Reid on the games he says the GOP is playing.
It's time for Republicans to stop their partisan games. Yesterday, what the Republican leader did on the floor is really disingenuous.
All right, disingenuous. There's a good word for you. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
Good deal.
Okay. I would like to talk about our nutcases there in New York City, the ones protesting it along with the union involvement. This is just a sleight of hand of Obama trying to create a counterweight for the Tea Party and also to allow a distraction from the fact of his mucho illegal routines that he's perpetrated against the Constitution of the United States. Everything from the Libyan war to the assassination of Alaki to numerous violations in the past. He just hired two new czars. The two new czars have been brought in to fomate the different factions that are going to be taking place between now and the election. You're going to see riots in the streets. You're going to see uprisings by the Black Panthers. You're going to see radicalism by the La Raza people. You're going to see all kinds of straw dogs brought forth, and this is all to distract from the fact that this guy is trying to destroy the United States of America. I mean Obama when I say this guy.
Yeah.
He's trying to destroy the United States of America by his actions, his regulations, the routine where they're trying to stop the drilling exploits of the pipeline coming down from Canada to Texas, is all part of the environmental SWACOs, which is the last refuge of the Communist Party in this country. And, Kate, you know why I'm telling you this straight of it. So does Mark and New York and a whole bunch of other people out there. I'm not a right-winger nutcase. I'm telling you like it is.
You know, I will say that some of what you said I agree with, not to the extent where I don't think we're going to have the Black Panthers in the street. If we do,
you watch and see.
To you. I don't think so. But Herman Cain says the same thing, Dan, that this is just a smokescreen, a ruse, that this is just to throw this up to support Obama, to get him reelected. Because, you know, we're not going to take any more class warfare. We need money. We're not, you know, we're the 99%. So you need to pay attention to us, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's all about the money and the jobs and whatnot. But that's what I said. Is it real or is it Memorex? Fruits and nuts. Thanks, Dan. Coming up next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want me? On 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
Ah, Chiquita Banana. You gotta love that. Good work by Donovan Mattson, digging that up from the archives from way, 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 way long time ago. Ted Anderson must have a Pandora's box of old stuff stuffed away in a closet somewhere. The man behind Genesis. The leader who must have some things that we were able to pull out and they weren't sold in the yard sale up there at GCN. How about that? Cool. Very cool. All right. Fruits and nuts. It's what you would think. You know, things that are, a little strange and just don't add up for whatever reason. You can determine the quirks or the odd stuff and how you feel about it not adding up. Or maybe you think it's normal. You know, I don't know. Like this one, this was a strange story that I read a couple of days ago. Somebody first sent me a link to it. And then I read a little bit more about this. And these are fruits and nuts. How do you have a company where your whole deal is schmoozing tourists and getting some pretty big bucks from them to take them scuba diving and then you leave them behind? The U.S. Coast Guard said they're investigating a company that did just that in Florida. They left behind two people while they were scuba diving. The tourists, Paul Klein and Fernando Garcia Puerta, were rescued by a private yacht. They found them clinging to a buoy in shark-infested waters. Oh, wow. So, of course, they're investigating. How did this happen? How could this possibly happen? There was no medical harm. That's the good news. RJ Diving Ventures of Miami Beach took about 30 people, including those two, in a boat to scuba dive in the open ocean. When they surfaced, the boat was gone. They said they were in shock. You know how easily they could have died? Now, the diving venture company, of course, is talking to no one about it. They clung to a buoy, and around 6 o'clock, it was getting dark. That's, oh, I'd be scared to death then. And then, luckily, some yacht, where they were boozing up and having a good time, they saw these two guys on the buoy. They saw the equipment and the red tube and all that stuff, and they picked them up. Wow, what a sense of relief. How fast would you get up on that boat? I probably would have flew up. I probably would have flown straight up in the air from that buoy. All you have to do is say to me, shark-infested waters, 6 o'clock at night. Ugh. Yeah, that's scary. I think that's scary. Here's interesting conversation. When you think of dinner conversation, or I guess what some are saying, passes for conversation at the dinner table, and some of it maybe shouldn't be conversation. But this was revealed by the White House. Maybe this isn't so nutty. They're talking about arguing, the Obama girls arguing over who gets what Secret Service agent. Because they've got two girls, as you know, Sasha and Malia. And Sasha, the little girl, wants Scott, but so does Malia. The first lady wants Beth as her Secret Service agent, so does Barack. They're fighting over Secret Service people. That's got to make them feel good, right? Who said they're just pawns in the game? They got to take a bullet for whoever if something, God forbid, should happen. But apparently they have little squabbles going on as to who gets who when they venture out. And if they go to the mall, they go to the movies, that kind of stuff. The detail has to be there with them. So, how do you have a normal life in a situation like that? And the answer is you don't. You don't have a normal life when that happens. But I think it's, I don't know that I think it's nutty. I think it's actually kind of wild that they're arguing over the same people, and it probably makes them feel pretty good, right? And here's another one. A California wife who killed and cooked, this is nutty. This is flat out nutty. California wife who killed and cooked her husband is hoping that she's going to get parole. I don't know. It's one thing to kill your husband, but chop him up and cook his body parts. That's what happened. Yep. Omaya Nelson, an Egyptian-born former model, and was a nanny. She's going to go before the parole commissioners and plead her case. She's serving a life sentence. She was convicted of murdering her 56-year-old husband in a very grisly manner. I mean, it's like Hannibal Lecter. That's the first thing I thought of. She killed the guy that she was newly married to, chopped and cooked his body parts over Thanksgiving weekend in 1991. Yeah. She was 23 years old. And they're saying that she was trying to steal from him because she had done that to other middle-aged men that she was seducing. That was her game. So she tied up her husband after a month, killed him, then dismembered him, churned it. This is really gross, isn't it? Churned his parts through a garbage disposal that neighbors said ran nonstop after the murder. And how they got her is pretty easy. They found some of his body in the garbage bags and the mix over and the mix with leftover Thanksgiving turkey. I don't even know if I can go deeper on this with any of you. His hands were fried in oil. His head boiled and stuffed in the freezer. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, do you think she should be paroled? Do you think she should be paroled? Now, during the trial, she said she stabbed him while he was assaulting her. And that's what happened. And then she cooked him, barbecue style. Oh, I don't think so. She's not getting, I don't think she's getting parole. Well, that's enough of fruits and nuts. Oh, yeah. That's bad. That's worse than Hannibal Lecter, I think. Oh, man. If you saw all of the Silence of the Lamb, and then went backwards with all of that, boy, some of that stuff was pretty gruesome, even for the screen. And in real life, no way. I mean, absolutely no way. A couple of quick little odds and ends for you before we seg into our next segment, if you will. You know, because we're always keeping our eye on what's going on in Washington. And I still think that there is a lot of reaction to what came out in that Pew poll the other day of the veterans. I thought it was so revealing to me. 1 in 3 veterans of post-9/11 military believe that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan just weren't worth fighting. I mean, they're saying that now. After 10 years of being there, combat, whatever, being deployed again and again, or maybe just being deployed once, they're saying that America should focus less on foreign affairs and make an effort to focus on our own problems. And this is interesting because I think it is a little bit of a dilemma for the president and definitely Congress because, you know, they're trying to shrink, supposedly, the budget deficits, and they've got to reconsider what they're going to do with defense. But you got to keep public support, meaning you and me and the rest of the crew. They want to keep public support alive and well out there for these wars for the longer run, because that's ultimately the end game, is to be there till 2014. And you can't do that if you keep losing any kind of public sentiment on this. And when you've got veterans themselves saying flat out that they don't believe in this, that we need to be out of there, that it wasn't worth the sacrifices, boy, that really tells you something, doesn't it? It really does. There is a massive gap. They found that also, specifically they said, 6 in 10 in the U.S. believe they should pay less attention to those problems overseas and instead concentrate at what's going on at home. And, of course, the public would agree with that, because we've seen the public's sentiments toward the war have switched, other than Don in Wyoming, who calls. And there's probably some of you who don't think so. Dan, who called earlier in Texas, he feels the same way, that let's clear them out, it's ridiculous. He says, let's just turn it all into glass. So yes, that has flipped. But to hear the soldier say it, I think that really is very, very telling as to why. Because, you know, the people that were surveyed, they could have been seriously wounded. They knew someone who was killed or wounded. And that's obviously also part of it. Did they have exposure personally to casualties or were hit themselves would also make a difference. And remember, the idea is, that was what this president was running on, to get out of Iraq and, you know, get out of there. And now we see so much going on in Pakistan, and what are they going to do with Afghanistan? And the idea is by 2014 to have everybody pulled out. So will that really happen, in fact? Or will it just continue a little bit past that 2014 date? All right, coming up on the flip side, Michael Jackson. Wait till you hear this little snippet of him, this tape, plus our rock history minute. You don't want to miss that. It's good stuff. And, hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, feel free to belly up. 800-259-5791.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before we head for the exit here on America Tonight of this hour, I've been talking about this for a while now because so many of us, as we're getting ready to hibernate, you know, the AccuWeather people just came out and said, oh yeah, it's going to be cold, cold winter in Chicago. It was pretty bad last year for the people in that area, how much snow was dumped, well, how much snow was dumped in the Northeast and the Midwest. And for that matter, in other parts of the country, they got some surprise snowstorms, too. It's one thing, though, to get a little bit of a dusting. It's another thing to have snow. As many of you listening in Kalamazoo, like Kathy and Pete, know, when you have snow that's practically up to your rooftop and you got to tunnel out, you're tunneling out of your house, yeah, that's a little scary. Although you get used to it. You know, it's all what you're used to. I have a friend named Chris who is a teacher at the University of Central Florida, who's moving to Buffalo. And you think, wow, what extremes. You go from the heat of Florida, of Orlando, where it's so sticky in the summer, that humidity, to going to Buffalo where it's so much freezing in the winter and so many days of just flat-out ice and snow there. I mean, that's like the Arctic. You're practically in Canada when you go to Buffalo. Well, the point of telling you that is, you know what happens? You start to hibernate, and then you get the old Buddha belly because you're not exercising and you're inhaling the calories. So I've been having my pal, pharmacist Ben, who you've heard me talk about many times here in America Tonight, help me out, and it's really, really working. I feel good. Part of that is that Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I've buy and take, and you have asked me about it. Many of you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You'll see it there, and it works. It feels like it accelerates your metabolism, that's kind of what Ben would say. But take a listen to a little snippet of a conversation I had with him today about the bad stuff.
This is the most important secret. This is the most important secret. You're going to have to age a week, and then I'll tell you next week. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the most important secret. Under-eating. From a physical perspective, under-eating and making sure you're nourished. Not under-nourishment, under-eating. That's the secret, because when the body senses that there's not a lot of food, it immediately goes into building mode in order to get your muscles going so you can go and find some food. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is all evolutionary. So your body, when you undereat, when you overeat, the exact opposite happens. That's the key to anti-aging from a physical, or I should say, one of the most important keys. There's probably other ones. But that's one of the most important keys. Undereating initiates the production of chemicals that are building, anabolic steroids, like bodybuilders use, you know, those Barry Bonds and those guys were using, the real deal.
Sure.
Undereating promotes the production of that stuff.
So interesting, and what he's telling you is true. You know how it is. Like, you go out to Mexican food, and how you get those big plates. You know, you get those big plates of food that are crazy, and you know that it's like Thanksgiving. Instead of just not eating as much, you just plow into it. It's what I said, that mindless eating where you eat all the chips and everything. If you want to hear the whole sit down with Ben, it's like 10 minutes or whatever. You can go to On Demand America Tonight. Click on that, and I've got the interview there in case you're not getting it in an upcoming hour or so. Ben Fuchs, he's got some great tips about getting in shape, dumping that belly. I always say belly because that's where I think most of us get the weight. It could be other areas, but just the bottom line, feeling good and healthy, not having all these people having heart attacks and dying in their 40s and 50s, and it's like he said, the cholesterol and the insulin and all the nutty numbers now that we're finally paying attention to. All right, we were paying attention to this. In fact, I think many of us have been captivated by what's going on with this Michael Jackson stuff. I don't really care about the whole entertainment thing so much, but you can't help but watch what's happening with this doctor in this courtroom. Are they just going to nail him flat out for being what I think was just a sycophant to Michael Jackson, a fancy way of saying he was sucking up to Michael Jackson? As a doctor, you take that oath, and he was just getting big money from him to pump him full of whatever he wanted to be a pump full of, whether it was the anesthesia drug that you only get when you're in a coma or you're completely out, you're being operated on, mostly coma. He's given him that stuff and a bunch of other medications. And it's kind of hard to hear, but I want you to listen to this. They played this in court, and this is Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Listen to this.
That will be remembered for my performance.
Yeah, that was it. It kind of sounded like we were on the Starship Enterprise or something, but that's how it sounded in the courtroom. You could hear the wah, wah. I don't even know what he was saying. He was talking about all kinds of things in there. They were trying to translate it. I mean, that to me shows he was out of it. Of course he was out of it because of all the stuff that he was asking for and that he was getting. You know, that's the key part. He was getting it. And what kind of doctor does that? What kind of doctor? And, you know, I'm answering my own question, but I'm wondering if they're going to nail him for it. I'm wondering if that's what's going to be considered manslaughter or not. Or not. That, you know, they don't know what he took out of there and what happened at the exact time and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Hey, speaking of music, this is great. You're going to love this because I think there's fascinating things that happen in history. I like history anyway of all sorts. You know that, diving into politics and, you know, where we started as a nation and all this other stuff. I mean, there's so much of it. But rock history is fascinating to me, too. Here's my pal George with his Rock History Minute.
I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio. This day in rock history, October 1987, saw the release of Tunnel of Love by Bruce Springsteen. A rough year for Bruce Springsteen leading up to this particular album. His first marriage to actress Julian Phillips fell apart, and he also decided to part ways with the E Street Band. Commercially, the album went triple platinum in the U.S., with Brilliant Disguise being one of his biggest hit singles, peaking at number 5 on the Billboard 100. Tunnel of Love also making the top 10, reaching number 9. Interesting fact on this album, Bruce played most of the instruments himself. He was splitting up with the E Street Band, and his members were used sparingly throughout the album. Although the album's liner notes list E Street Band members under that name, Surefire Media, Springsteen surely put it all together himself. The day was October 9th. I'm George Russell for your Rock Talk Radio, this day in rock history.
Yeah, how about that? Bruce Springsteen. I'm a big Springsteen fan, and back in the day I was anyway, and I remember that album. I had no clue that he played all the instruments on that. I've seen Bruce Springsteen in concert, you know, probably a dozen times or so in the early years and in the later years too. And he did go through that weird phase that he mentioned with the Hollywood actress that he was married to that fell off. You know, wheels blew off that thing. Then he married the woman in his band, and I want to say Patty. And when that happened, you know, then it seemed like things were kind of more on track for Springsteen. It's interesting that New Jersey pumps out some of those rockers, Bon Jovi and Springsteen and a slew of other performers. I'm not sure if Josh Groban is from there, but I want to say he is. John Mayer is from that area, from Connecticut and Jersey, New York area. But there's a massive, massive amounts of history when it comes to rock stuff. All right, I want to end on a couple of quick things here, including for all you baseball heads that are saying, how come you didn't even mention the scores? Well, the Diamondbacks slammed the Brewers big time, so there's going to be a Game 5 there. I love the deadly last game. And sadly for me, I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, the Cardinals forced their own winner-take-all Game 5 too. How about that? And if you missed it, Steve Jobs dies of pancreatic cancer at the age of 56. Every time you buy an Apple product, you just got to remember that brilliant co-founder who was part of the brains behind that operation, one of the ultimate innovators when it comes to the Internet, a master marketer without a doubt.